So go for it, Walter. What's on your mind?
Yes, I've been. Thanks for taking my call. I've been trying to find out about your magnesium push. I have several friends who have kidney stones and gallstones, or what, and I was trying to find out. It's very painful for them, and I recommended one person of two people to call your clinic, and I don't know if they were successful or not, and I'm trying to find out the most direct way to find out about magnesium push and where they could go immediately as an emergency to have the procedure.
Okay, sir. Well, let me take part of your question first, because it's the most effective I know of for gallbladder pain, and then I'll get to the magnesium push. Now, this comes from the former chair. He's no longer with us, but at the time in the 80s and 90s, he was chair of the Food Allergy Committee for the American College of Allergists. That's kind of a credential. His name was James Brenneman. He wrote us a book, and in that, he told us about a study he'd done on 56 people, I think it was 56, but it was somewhere in the 50s, all of whom were having recurrent gallbladder attacks. What did he do? He determined which foods they were allergic to, asked them to stop eating them, and 56 out of 56 people quit having gallbladder attacks. Just quit. Okay, for the sake of...
What did he do? He did what to make them stop doing it?
Well, remember, he was chair of the Food Allergy Committee? He found out what foods they were allergic to. And when they stopped eating them, they all, 100% of them, quit having gallbladder attacks. And then for the sake of science, he said, would you please eat that again just once? And everybody had another gallbladder attack. So as long as they stayed off all the foods they were allergic to, they had no further gallbladder attacks, sir. And I read his book in 1981. And since that time, I have told everybody with gallbladder attacks about it. And nobody's had to have gallbladder surgery. It's really cool. Really neat.
What's his name? What's his name again? James what?
Brenneman, B-R-E-N-E-M-A-N, James Brenneman. And his book, if you want to look it up, is called Basics of Food Allergy.
Okay, all right.
And that's for the gallbladder attacks. And why aren't we told, and why isn't this standard of care when all we have to do is not eat what we're allergic to and we kind of have gallbladder attacks? Why aren't we told? Well, do you know what the national budget is for gallbladder surgery every year, sir? It's in the low teen billions, something like $12, $13 billion or something like that. And that would all go away if we just quit eating what we're allergic to. Can't have that, can we? Okay, now let's go. Oh, you go ahead.
Now I listened to some people that were on your program that called in, one guy, and... A few people called in and said that they, with the magnesium push, that was for, I believe, kidney stones.
Yes, and when they get stuck, sir, it just makes that ureter relax, and out comes the stone.
Right. So I was really impressed when I heard the people talk on your show, but now where would a person go? I mean, I've got a friend who's having a terrible time, and she goes through the standard procedure that you were talking about, how they have to go to the emergency room, they get shot up with heavy drugs, and then they sit there, and then after a girl, too, said they went in and had the magnesium shot or whatever it was, and they were nearly done just, in a short time.
That's right, sir, but the only place you can get that right now is at the Tahoma Clinic IV room when we're open, because despite the fact that I talk about this and publicize it, none of the hospital emergency rooms want to try it. You got me, sir, why they are that way. Maybe they're afraid of losing their medical licenses.
But you can do it. Okay, that's what I need to know, because I sent one person, he went back to his normal doctor, and they said they had never even heard of the procedure. And I said, well, even if they had heard of it, they probably wouldn't say anything about it. So
that's right, sir.
So anyway, well, that's what I need to know. Your clinic. So I can have them call you if they want to set up an appointment or whatever. Then
yes, sir. We've even had a number of people come in on an emergency basis. They were already at Tahoma Clinic, seeing a doctor at Tahoma Clinic, and then they had a kidney stone attack, and they're family rushed him into the clinic, and we give him that push, and the spasm is gone, and that's that. But unfortunately, we're not open in the middle of the night, sir. We're open in the daytime, Monday through Friday.
Okay, now where's your closest? I'm in Puyallup. Where would be the closest? Where are you guys?
Tukwila Branch. It's across 405 from South Center Shopping Center near the soccer field that's down there. So the Tukwila Branch.
Okay, by the South Center, by South Center then. Okay.
Yeah, on the other side of the freeway from South Center. Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
well,
sir.
That's what I need to know. Thank you very, very much.